The UNC Chapel Hill Board of Trustees voted yesterday to end the university's moratorium on renaming campus buildings and landmarks. WUNC's Liz Schlemmer reports the trustees enacted the 16-year moratorium in 2015, immediately after voting to rename a building that had honored a person with ties to white supremacy.
Saunders Hall had been named for William Saunders, a leader of the North Carolina Ku Klux Klan. Following a mounting campaign from students, trustees renamed the building in 2015, then swiftly put a ban on renaming anything else. Students and faculty have long called for other building names to be reconsidered because they honor leaders linked to white supremacy. This year, a petition on campus has garnered 9,000 signatures, calling for the ban to be lifted. On Wednesday, the Board of Trustees responded.
Things have changed enough. The temperature of the country has changed enough. It needs to be lifted.
That's Teresa Artis Neal, the only Black member of the University Board of Trustees. She joined the board last year, but the board's change of opinion wasn't only based on new makeup. Trustee Chuck Duckett voted for the moratorium 5 years ago and against it this week.
I'm a conservative fiscal person. You never know where I'm going to be on social stances. And I think that's part of being educated and changing your mind and talking to good people that can convince you possibly that maybe your stance is wrong.
Duckett said he's received emails urging trustees not to try to change history.
That's not what this is about. It's about being a great institution, and it's about doing the right thing.
Another trustee, Jean Davis, invoked Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s statement that the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends towards justice.
And there are moments as it bends when there are huge leaps forwards towards justice. And this is, in my view, as a nation and as a world, one of those moments. And we need, as a university, to lead on it.
Trustee Allie Ray McCullen asked for the meeting to be delayed and held in person.
If we jump off and change things every time we hear a rumor that the students may demonstrate, we're going to let the prisoners run to prison.
McCullen later apologized for that statement. He and John Pryor were the only trustees to vote against ending the moratorium, which passed 11-2. Chair Richard Stevens said the board will now create a process for renaming buildings and intends to take further action by its July meeting. Liz Schlemmer, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.